you least expect it. Plus, many claims occur in areas that are considered low to moderate risk. You might think you're covered for flood damage, but most insurance doesn't cover damage done by floods.
When our home flooded, not only did we lose our belongings, but we also lost our family's history.
Protect your family and your memories. Go to knowyourzone.org to find out your risk and how you can get flood insurance. A service of Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District, Know Your Zone.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
Step up to the plate in April for your chance to win up to $1 million cash every Friday at Hollywood Casino St. Louis and every Saturday at Argosy Casino Alton.
Join me, PGA champion Nick Price and Grand Slam winner Gary Player, plus St. Louis legend Dick Shapir and members of the Bellerive Country Club on Monday, 27th April at the Chaminade Theatre as we are proud to enter the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. My first major win was at Bellerive in 1992, and Gary and I will tell stories of his 65 U.S. Open and my PGA championship. Buy tickets online at stlshof.com or at Chaminade, 314-993-4400, extension 1302.
Get down now. Yeah, come on now. Come on, buddy. Give it up. Thank you, man, at the Four Seasons. Yeah, I believe. Swear to God, that's the name of the song. Swear to God, not kidding. Not kidding, swear to God. That's the name of the song. Thank you, man, everybody. Give it up. Come on.
Swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one else on earth, I'd rather.
Was there a big backlash when this song came out?
Why?
Because of the title? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, there wasn't.
I will tell you this. I know they turned it into a movie, Jersey Boys. The movie's not nearly as good as the play. If it comes back and you missed it, and I can't stand most plays, it's more like a concert. It's more like going to a Frankie Valli and Four Seasons concert. It's really good.
I've heard that from more people that have gone to see it.
Yeah, Eastwood screwed the movie up. He messed it up the way he did it in the movie. He missed that one. That was a mark he did not hit.
But Breon makes a good point, though, because swear to God, if it came out now, people would be up in arms.
I would think religious groups would be
Well, I know what he's saying is when it came out in the 60s or so,
yeah,
that was considered profanity. I mean, if you said, I swear to God, that'd be like saying GD or something.
Yeah,
it's not about
that
acknowledging God.
That there wasn't.
There was in the Deep South, you know, like my parents, and they would have thought that was sacrilegious, and that's not a song, you know, they'd want to find me owning in my bedroom. You're right. It was different then. Some ways better, some ways worse. 314, we don't care what you want to talk about. We got time to kill till Colin Jeffrey gets here. We got a good 15-minute window here. So 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I mentioned the other day that over the weekend, when we were with my daughter at breakfast, I ordered milk, and they brought it in that little carton, that little wax carton. And I said, that has not changed at all in, 60 years or something,
right.
70 years? And I tried to think of other things that haven't changed. I'll tell you a couple of them. And the reason I find this interesting is because everything else has evolved and become a product you don't even recognize compared to the original product. You go, are you kidding me? That used to be a toaster? I know what toasters are like now. They're all LED. But a toaster is one of them because it's essentially the same thing. Put the things in, they pop up. The mechanisms may have been advanced a little, but it's basically the same. The other is an iron. The iron, from the day they first plugged one in and you didn't have to heat it over a fire, is pretty much the same. I mean, it's got some steam and some fancy stuff, but it's still an iron. And we haven't come up with anything better than the iron. Now, Dan, the one category I thought of where the things in this category have barely changed at all and there's never a new product introduced into this category.
What's that?
And I'm talking about musical instruments. A guitar has been a guitar for 500 years, 1,000 years, whatever. Trumpet, trombone, they're the same. They haven't changed. They're exactly the same.
Yeah.
And when's the last time a new instrument came along that was actually acknowledged as a mainstream instrument? Not for a long time.
No, and basically the guitar is the same. There's like the technology and things inside of it are
but it's the same.
But yeah.
I mean, but isn't it interesting that a couple hundred years, I guess a couple hundred years ago, they had a meeting and they go, all right, let's see, we got the cello, we got guitar, we got banjo, trumpet, trombone, saxophone, trombone, tuba, clarinet. I think we got enough. Anybody? Yeah? Okay. Done. No more instruments. And from that point on, nobody added an instrument to the group. I just think it's sort of like they were all discovered about the same time.
Yeah.
And once they did it, they used up all the ideas. Jim's on the phone. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, guys. AM and PM.
Thank you, Jim. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Hey, you know, I've been trying to call you guys over the last couple of months and can't get through, this, that, and the other. You know, you got guests on, but...
Your lucky day.
We were out in my yard, and I live not too far from the Westport area where you guys broadcast, and just by coincidence, we were out right about 4:30 on Christmas Day and videotaping the family with my cell phone.
Right.
And we got something in the background. We don't know what the heck it is, and we think it's a Sasquatch. Really, guy from Cape Girardeau analyzed the video, and he says this thing is 800 pounds minimum, 8 foot tall, and has 4.5 to 5 foot wide shoulders.
And this
does
was
not
out...
walk upright. It looked over and saw us, and in 10 seconds it was gone.
All right, where was this?
I'm going to say within a mile of the Missouri River.
So it was
all I'm going to say.
So it was a wooded area.
Oh yes, absolutely, in a ravine.
And why were you out there again? Were you chopping down a tree? What were you doing?
No, we were just out there videoing. My daughter was up in Florida. She's a doctor. She had her pug out there, and I was videoing everybody. I had another one in from Alaska, another one in from New York. So we were just out hanging out.
All right, I thought this was a joke. First, I thought this was a punchline.
Yeah,
movie.
No, I
did. But actually, I think you actually think you might have a photo of Sasquatch.
Well, it's live. It's footage. It was in the background,
video.
Frank. I'm videotaping my oldest daughter and her dog, and I didn't see it. And everybody starts saying, look, look, look.
All right. Is there a way you could send us that video? I mean, I'd love
to
see it.
You can go on YouTube and see it. We've got almost 1,000 hits.
What do we look for on YouTube?
You go to YouTube and you put Missouri Bigfoot Sightings.
Spelled out or M-O?
Missouri, full.
Missouri.
And, you know, I really don't believe in the dang things, but, you know, nobody in our neighborhood is that big. Nobody knew we were going to be out there. Nobody knew we were going to have a cell phone or a camera working, and this thing does not work upright. And as soon as it saw us, it looked over and saw us, and this thing booked.
All right, is this a trick like lemonparty.org?
No.
And we're going to go to Missouri Bigfoot.
I wish it was, you know, because I've been trying to find out if there's any Sasquatchers around here, anybody that tracks the dang things, anybody. Supposedly there's been a sighting or two north of Carlisle at the north end of the lake 10 years ago. And I don't know, I would think they'd be coming up out of the Ozarks where there's a lot of cover and stuff. Maybe it came off the river. I don't know.
We got one of two things happening here. Either you are a great storyteller and you're scamming us and you've put together this bogus thing hoping we'll think it's real, or you actually wonder if what showed up in your picture is
the
Sasquatch.
The latter is where I'm going with it.
Well, that's what a really good salesman would say.
I have no idea what this thing is. And a guy from Cape looked at the video, and he says this thing, he's estimating it. Now, how he does this, I don't know. He's estimating it at 800 pounds. And 8 foot tall, and he says your shoulders are somewhere between 4.5 and 5 foot across. So
it sounds
you do
like
the
Rosie
math.
O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Sounds like Rosie. Rosie
you probably had Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, back.
You know, I tell everybody, and this has kind of gotten to be a joke, if it was anybody, there's nobody in my neighborhood that is that of that size and knew we were going to be out there, it'd be Orlando Pace in a monkey suit.
Wow.
Big,
yeah,
big
this
person.
This thing was like a dark red. It was real weird. It was not black or anything else like that, and it did not walk upright.
Okay. I put this right there with the UFOs, the people who really believe, really believe. But you're not saying either way. You're just saying
I don't know what it is you'd like to know.
All
I'm saying is if any of your listeners, you know, have got any clue, post on there. Tell us, you know, where we can go to get this thing authenticated, whatever, you know. We're just trying to get some truth. You know, we're like Fox Mulder here.
If we type that in on YouTube, is that the only video that'll come up like that?
Well, well Missouri Bigfoot.
I see it. It's the second one here. I see it on here.
Dated Christmas.
Okay.
All right, Jim, thank you. We'll look into this.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. All right, is he going?
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything while he was on.
Yeah, I do. Here, here's my take.
It looks like somebody in one of the costume here.
Look, and this, I may or may not be right here, but I think Jim knows that what he just did will fool a lot of people and make them think this guy really doesn't know what he's got. He didn't intend it. Blah, 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 blah. That'll get us to go to YouTube. That'll make 1,000 hits, 10,000 hits.
Oh, yeah, it'll generate a lot more hits.
And that's a good way to get people to go watch something you have on YouTube if you act like, well, you know, I don't know. I never believed it. And that's, by the way, that's the greatest thing you can say to convince people that you're legit is, oh, I never believed in these. You know, but I got to tell you, this blah, 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 blah. So, Jim, good job, except not on me. But I think there are a lot of people who bought into that. Peon, did you look at it?
Yes.
And you think it looks deliberate, like somebody dressed in something?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because he's filming maybe his daughter or something, and then when they realize it's there and she moves out of the picture, the camera gets all shaky and unsteady. And he did a good job. I'll give him that credit.
Way to go, Jim.
All right, Jim. Do not go to lemonparty.org,
yeah,
though,
Jim,
whatever you do.
Jim, there is a rumor that there's a legitimate picture of Sasquatch at lemonparty.org. Now,
and they could have run after it and got more footage, but the video cuts right off after 29 seconds. And
Now, there you go. What's disturbing about lemonparty.org is you go there thinking you're going to find something fresh and sunny at Lemon Party, and there's Sasquatch.
Yeah.
See, that's,
don't
go there.
Sasquatch.
Do not go there.
And we're actually serious. Don't go there. And don't call us and go, oh, I know what you did. You told me not to go there knowing I'd go. No, no. We actually don't want you to go to lemonparty.org. I can't be clearer about that. Do not go to lemonparty.org.
Do.
And I forwarded it to your email, so you can open it on your computer.
Okay. I look forward to that. Do we have, anybody still with us or are they all gone?
Oh, no, Ed's there.
Ed's there? Let's talk to Ed. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Well, hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
You know, we got a whole family of those Sasquatches living on the hill. And
we do?
I think, you know, we should investigate that one, too.
Is that a joke, too?
Hey, I got a question for Dan real quick.
He lost me there.
When I was growing up in Spanish Lake, I used to listen to the Flow Valley radio station.
Yes.
And there was a show on there called the Jim and Dan Show.
Yes.
I was wondering if that was you.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. That was a good
hold on here. Yeah. Where was this show?
On KCFV, 89.5.
And what was it called?
The Jim and Dan Show. It was Jim Shank. Jim Shank and myself did a morning show on KCFV.
Is that while you guys were going there?
Yeah. Yeah, we were attending Flow Valley and working at the radio station.
Who was Jim?
Jim was Jim Shank. He has since died. He had a brain tumor.
Oh, that's a shame. Do you still have any tapes of those shows?
No, I wish I did.
He's lying. He's got every show.
You could hear the talent. You could hear the talent.
I wish
I did. Is that when you guys would crank up the transmitter so it would be heard?
So, Ed, did you listen back then?
Oh, yes, yes.
So you heard it, and you said to yourself, this guy's going places.
I did. Yeah. I did. I said both of them are going places.
Yeah, and Jim actually did. Jim did a lot of, he went on, and he became an audio engineer and did some really
but he's dead.
Big stuff, I know, and he died.
So you win.
Yeah. But we used to, and I can say this, Brad Hildebrand was the chief engineer at the radio station. And the reason, Ed, why you could hear us in Spanish Lake was because every morning Jim and I would come in, and it was a 100-watt station. We would jack the power all
the
way up.
You broke the law.
Yeah, that's basically a huge federal
That's a federal. That is a federal offense. You've broken more federal laws than anybody I ever know to not be in prison.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an attorney, and I think the statute of limitations is
wrong. Oh, I'm afraid has. I'm afraid it has run out. Now he fesses up to all this. And that is a federal offense.
It is.
You can't do that. But you did.
Brad came in and yelled at us and said, do you know this station could lose their license and everything? And so we go, okay, we'll power it down.
We'll do whatever we want. We're Jim and Dan.
That's right.
Now, didn't you guys are responsible for that expression, that's a Jim Dandy, meaning it's the caliber of Jim and Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great car. Yeah, it's really? A Jim Dandy. Yeah, yeah, that's where that came from. Did you know that, Ed?
I did not know that. Well, you learn something new every day. I learned so much from your show.
Well, a lot of people
I am AM and the PM.
Well, Ed, we appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
You know how long ago that is? That's like 84.
84 years ago?
83, 84, 1984 or 83.
Is this other Jim still on here?
Yes.
Let's talk to him. Then we'll get out of the business. We'll get Colin in here. Hello, Jim number two. How are you?
Hello, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Jim. Hallelujah. What's going on?
You were talking about things not changing very much.
Right.
My grandma grew up in Henderson, Tennessee.
I know exactly where it is.
Down around your parts.
I know where it is.
She had an iron that was a big, almost on a table, and it rolled. It had a steam thing that hit on the back of this roller. The roller was about probably 10 inches in diameter, but it was cloth. And you could just put stuff in there and hit the button, and it would roll it around, roll it under it. But she could do sheets, towels.
Wow.
She did my grandpa's underpants, you know.
Wait, she ironed his underwear?
Yeah.
A woman who irons her husband's underwear. Wow. That's a good wife.
But I know you've seen one. I mean, she used it till 1970, till she died, and nobody else, you know, said, well, we're not going to use this.
And never had
a regular handheld iron. You'd sit in front of this thing, almost like a big loom. But you just put the stuff in there, and it rolled through there. And it was, you know, it did iron stuff so flat and sweet, it was just crazy.
Yeah, and Jim, anybody who goes, even to this day, if you go down to Tennessee or down south, you go in any old people's house, people that could be your grandparents, and I promise you, behind at least one door, probably more, is a big old iron for a doorstop.
Oh, yeah.
They loved using those old irons for doorstops for some reason.
And another thing, a brother Dave Gardner, I'm sure he is.
He is a comedian and a preacher and had a southern accent, kind of an Andy Griffith type guy.
Yeah, kind of. Always had great stories.
Yeah,
he was a storyteller. That was the same area down.
And Jerry Clower.
Oh, yes.
Another storyteller. All right, Ed. Jim, thank you for the call. I keep saying
that. Okay, you bet, Frank.
I'm losing my mind. Colin Jeffrey is going to join us shortly, and he's going to talk about entertainment, and I think there's a lot to talk about. Michael Sam, if you're a Dancing with the Stars viewer, sadly eliminated last night. Mm. Michael Sam, the gay football player. Now he's been eliminated from football and dancing, and holy cow, maybe the third time would be the charm. He was a terrible dancer, and I kind of expect athletes, I don't know why, maybe it's because he's gay. Gay guys, I think, can dance, but not him. He looked like any other sort of awkward, you know, pro athlete trying to dance. So he's gone. And sadly, Suzanne Somers is still in. I know you guys do not watch Dancing with the Stars, but you're missing out. And I'll tell you why. Legs, he had a yada, yada, yada. Yeah, legs and more legs. And the comedy value of it. When you watch some of these older has-beens who still think they're young and hot, get out there and expect people to go, oh, man, you can really dance, when they can't. Like, Patti LaBelle is on there. She's terrible. She's terrible. They shouldn't put certain people on there, but like Florence Henderson. But they do. You can't judge people the same way who are that age as you judge somebody like Rumor Willis, who, by the way, is another reason you should be watching. Wow. Rumor Willis can dance. I mean, like a professional dancer. And you look at her and you go, yep, that's Demi's daughter, Demi and Bruce's kid. She's good looking. And she can really dance. Colin Jeffries, I said, is on the way in here. If you have not been to a Meanies in Chesterfield Valley, then I'm going to guess or hope the reason is you haven't been anywhere near Chesterfield Valley. And if that's the case, then I guess you get a pass. But here's what I would say to you. Either find an excuse to go, or next time you find yourself anywhere near Chesterfield Valley, even if you're a few miles away, go. Because for as much as there is in that valley, and there's a lot down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For as much as there is there, there's nothing, not one single retailer business in that valley that's anything like a Meanies. There's not another store in the entire St. Louis area that's like a Meanies. The closest would be Kansas City, because that's where there's the other Meanies. And I mean just the variety of merchandise and the sort of eclectic group of things they sell. No appliances, but they do sell pool tables, and they do sell arcade games and pinball games and electronic dartboards and shuffleboard and a foosball and area rugs, from very affordable to very, very expensive handmade rugs and home theater seating. But the single biggest category, even though there are certain months where they sell almost none of it, single biggest category is patio furniture, because Meanies has become famous for selling the best patio furniture made in the world, and a lot of it's made in the good old U.S. of A. You have to see the patio furniture at Meanies, along with everything else. Give yourself plenty of time to walk around. If anybody asks why you're there, just say, just looking. Frank said, give myself 15, 20 minutes, so that's what I'm going to do. And if they say, Frank, who? Say, Frank Opinion. If they say, who's that? Say, I want to talk to your manager, or ask for Eric, or ask for somebody. They should know. They should know. What I want you to know is this. They don't sell any junk. No junk. That's the one thing they refuse to sell. And you can go in there and spend a few hundred or several thousand dollars. You will get your money's worth, and it's all stuff that's going to make your home so much more beautiful and so much more fun. And let's not forget the Jaffe Lighting section upstairs. Meanies, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley, Meanies.com.
Meet me.
See how the traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, on eastbound 40, things are stacked up downtown from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. They've just cleared an accident before the Poplar that was blocking the right lane. All lanes are open now. Westbound 40, slowing the Science Center through McCausland. You're heavy again from Clayton Warson out through some pockets all the way out through Highway 141. They have cleared the crash on westbound 40 near Timberlake Manor. All crashes are cleared on westbound 70. We're looking slow, though, between Union and Jennings Station Road, again from 170 through Air Flight. Picking up a little more volume now on eastbound 270 up around Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, to pens, magnets, calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival, or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Eddie, what's all that humming about? Eddie, what the heck are you doing?
I'm sorry, Mr. Shannon. I was meditating. I was trying to find enlightenment.
you know, inner peace.
Enlightenment? Inner peace? Open your eyes, big boy. Take a look around. You're at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, Eddie, at Fast Eddie's Bon Air, you can leave your troubles behind and enjoy the coldest beer in town. You can nourish your soul with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. Enjoy the sounds of live music and get in touch with nature at that huge patio of yours.
Wow, now I see the light, Mr. Shannon.
Fast Eddie's Bon Air is enlightening.
You know, as usual, you're right, Mr. Shannon.
If you're 21 and in the mood and looking for enlightenment, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Have you looked up lately? Up at your gutters. Those things on your house that help protect your home from water damage, damage that can lead to cracked foundations, flooded basements, or moldy interior walls. Once you let your gutters fill with leaves and other stuff, when it rains, it could be disaster. The gutter experts at AeroTech can clean, repair, or replace your gutter system so that it properly drains damaging water away from your home. They use a patented gutter vacuum system to remove all that stuff that naturally accumulates in your gutters. To put it in perspective, you have to cut the grass, you have to shovel snow, and you have to clean your gutters in order for them to function properly. Stay off of that ladder and let the gutter experts at AeroTech inspect your entire gutter system to make sure that it can handle whatever Mother Nature throws at it. So now, before another year of leaves can add to the stuff already in your gutters, call 314-842-9977 or go online at thegutterexperts.com. Thegutterexperts.com. Things are looking up at AeroTech. The Gutter Experts.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob. They're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you believe your retirement will somehow magically happen with no effort at all? It's time to get real about planning for retirement. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
The clown with his pants falling down on the dance. That's a dream of romance or the sea, where the villain is me.
That's entertainment.
Let's find out what's worth watching or listening to or avoiding. The guy who's going to tell you is Colin Jeffrey, and he's brought to you by Orec. O-R-E-C-K. That's right, like the great vacuum cleaners, but they have a lot of other great products, and you won't know about them unless you go into one of the stores. When you do, tell them you're AM the PM. We always appreciate that. And now Orec is proud to present Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Frank. How are you?
Good, Colin. Before you speak, I'd like to address Jim, who called us earlier. Jim, really, I mean, come on, Jim. I'll be happy to sell you
lessons in salesmanship and convincing somebody that something is real. The Bigfoot thing, folks.
You think we were born yesterday?
Yeah.
And some acting lessons. Holy cow.
Yeah, your daughter needs acting lessons. Go to YouTube and type in Missouri Bigfoot sightings, and you'll laugh out loud. It's that
hokey.
Unbelievable. I mean, it really, no. It's not one of those things you'll go, well, I got to tell you, I looked at it, and I don't know, man. Now I really don't know. I didn't believe before, but now I do. Sorry, Colin, what do you have for us today?
Well, I was going to put that on my do not watch list.
Well, I will tell you, too, the only person I have ever heard interviewed that when it was over, I thought, this absolutely could be for real. And you guys may know who I'm talking about. It's the guy who captured a Bigfoot and lived with it in captivity, lived with him for 2 weeks. And he let him go because he realized how much like a human he was. And he could not bring himself.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking
Nottingham.
About.
Yeah. Nottingham.
Yeah.
It was Bob Nottingham or something like
that.
Yeah.
Do you remember
very,
that?
Very believable.
Yeah.
And we may have him on again sometime. So, Colin Jeffrey, what do you have today?
Well, and not a big week for movies out on DVD. There were both fairly small releases. The Immigrant, you probably have never heard of. It's nothing to write home about. But then A Most Violent Year, Oscar Isaac, Jessica Chastain. This is one that I maybe got a little snubbed at the Oscars. It's definitely worth taking a look. It's about.
I want to see the Al Pacino one.
Danny Collins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please tell me it's okay.
I believe Paul saw it and said it was exactly that. Okay.
Yeah. I think Paul liked it.
You want to say something?
Sorry. No, A Most Violent Year. Just check it out. You don't need to know a lot going into it, and it's probably better knowing less. It takes place in the 1980s, though, in New York City during the most violent year. TV, on the other hand, there's a lot out this week. I'm a huge fan of Frontline, the little 60-minute sort of mini documentaries. I really like them. Tonight, there's one on the poultry industry, specifically chickens, and talking about not how horribly they treat animals or anything like that, but about all the bacteria that ends up sort of making its way.
Do they have one of those disclaimers at the front, lots of foul language?
Oh, gee. Oh,
see what I did? Chicken. It's a chicken documentary.
Wow. Yeah, go sit over in the corner with Jim.
There are people right now laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, in their cars. Normal people.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. That's debatable.
I believe you're a fan of Louis, the show, Ian.
Absolutely.
Yes. Last season took a darker turn, less funny, more serious. It comes back this year.
Film noir, maybe?
Yes. It comes
Ooh.
Back.
Oh, thank you.
Listen to Jacques Finet.
But it comes back this week after a year off, and Louis C.K. has promised more funny. So that is Thursday night on FX. It's a late one, I think 9:30 locally. And then I feel really bad doing this, but pretty much everything else I'm going to recommend is on some sort of premium cable, and it's because it's that time of year when they start their seasons over. Marvel's Daredevil is coming to Netflix. This, from what I've heard, is very, very good. So if you like superhero shows, you should check this one out. Nurse Jackie on Showtime begins
great series.
It begins its final season this Sunday on Showtime, 8 o'clock. Veep, do you watch this on HBO?
No, and I don't know why, because I like her, and the clips I've seen of it, I enjoyed. I don't have a good reason. That's Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so funny.
It looks great.
It's so funny, and I don't want to spoil it for anyone, because I think a lot of people are sort of in that area where they're catching up. Just Veep, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, HBO, this 9:30 this Sunday night. And then another HBO show comes
back. One of the reasons I can't watch a lot of TV now is at night I'm working on a screenplay. I haven't talked about this a lot.
Oh, no.
My story is the story of a school janitor.
Here it comes.
He's a great. What do you mean, here it comes, Mike? Go back in your office. He's a grade school janitor.
Here it comes!
Was that Lauren?
He's a grade school janitor by day, but on weekends and evenings, he explores the mysteries under the sea. His name is Jacques Custodian.
Oh, my God.
What did I even say that got us there?
It doesn't matter. You could have said nothing.
Go ahead, Colin.
And then on Sunday, Game of Thrones returns to HBO. I'm very excited for this. I've read the books. This is where it starts to deviate from the books. And then I'm going to end with something that if you've got basic cable, you have access to. FX has a new show with Josh Gad and Billy Crystal. It's called The Comedians. They play fictionalized versions of themselves in a series about a late-night sketch comedy show starring the two of them, but the they do not get along well at all in this
show.
Where
did this Josh Gad guy come from? All of a sudden, he's in
Broadway.
Everything.
He's a Tony Award-winning Broadway actor for Book of Mormon.
He was portrayed by George Burns in the movie Oh, Gad.
Oh, my goodness.
Now that one.
Oh, my. You know what? Edit that out. No, edit. Even
it's
I admit.
Even getting
that.
A rim
edit
shot.
That out. Edit that. That'll never go on the air. It was so horrible. Edit that out.
He also voiced Olaf in Frozen and then had a short-lived NBC sitcom.
I see him everywhere now. It's like, I didn't even.
Yeah. But The Comedians is the name of the show. I'm happy to see Billy Crystal.
You know, there was an audition for that show with Billy Christian and Billy. What's his name? Billy Crystal. And there was an audition, and they had another guy chosen. And he didn't work out, and the director got furious because this guy walked off the set, and they said to the director, don't get mad, get Gad. And that's when they went and got this guy. Thank you.
It never ends.
Thank you.
No, it doesn't.
How many chocolates did they give you last week?
Yeah.
Apparently that stuff has long-lasting effect.
But that is Thursday night on FX, The Comedians, 9 o'clock this week. I've got just a few other stories to run through. If you have HBO, have you seen the Going Clear documentary?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Talked about it last week.
Yeah, I really liked it.
It's excellent. It's the Scientology story. And how about the fact that Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that Neurotology? Oh, it was great.
Where they're making fun of. So finally, they crossed over to where mainstream media is actually making fun of.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were so scared to touch it for a while.
Yeah, so John Travolta broke his silence on Going Clear. And I just have to read this quote because it just kind of keeps in line with the whole thing. He says, responding to it, I've been so happy with Scientology experience in my last 40 years that I really didn't have anything to say that would shed light on a documentary so decidedly negative. I've been brought through storms that were insurmountable, and Scientology has been so beautiful for me.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know what that means. It's just goofy.
He's in so far. He'll never get out because they've got the goods on him. They got stuff on him.
They have to.
That's what that auditing is all about. It's a confession. It's the confession of all confessions. And you tell them every deep, dark secret. And once they have it, what are you going to do? Go out and diss them? I don't think so. They got you.
Yeah.
And they kind of made that clear. Remember they referred to a Cruise and his kinky sex life that the world was not to find out about? So they indicated they had some stuff, a lot of sexual stuff on some of these people.
Yeah, that would keep your mouth shut, I guess.
Anything else?
Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao. I'm a boxing fan. I'm very excited for this. $99 is what it costs to order this on pay-per-view.
Whoa.
And we know that the money's being put to... Go ahead.
They will. You know how many people will pay that and buy that? They'll have 8 people over, 10 people over. Think about it. $10 a piece, chip in.
Oh, yeah.
Watch that fight. It's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. And they're saying it'll make $400 million. Floyd Mayweather already putting that money to good use. He plans to wear a $25,000 mouth guard for the fight that has diamonds, gold, and $100 bills inside of it.
Oh, beautiful. My goodness.
Well, let me tell you something. Martha Stewart on the Justin Bieber, and Pia and I talked about this off the air, on the Justin Bieber roast. On Comedy Central, Martha Stewart was brilliant. And what you just said about Floyd Mayweather, she referred to when she was talking about athletes who get money and then they go spend it on stuff like that. She said, it's called something. She said, it's not African-American rich. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
I mean, she was brilliant. But Mayweather is the prime example of that, of a guy who takes his riches and his money and just goes crazy with cars and clothes and jewelry and stuff. But you know what? It's his money.
Whatever
he wants
fight?
To with it. It's May 2nd, is that right?
Yeah, it's coming up in May. He's taking home 60% of all revenue. So
he's taking home $120 to $150 million.
That's crazy.
Oh.
He's paying a chef $1,000 a meal to cook him all of his meals between now and a fight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, so he's got
a lot.
He knows
how to spend money.
He's the world's richest athlete. And then one last note, Fast and Furious 7, that I'm a huge fan of, appears well poised to go to over $1 billion worldwide before it runs out of theaters. And that's good because we finally got some notes about the production of Fast and Furious 7. 230 cars were destroyed while making the movie.
That makes you guys like me very sad.
That includes several Mercedes-Benzes, say that.
That would be plural.
Yes. Mercedes-Benzes or Benzes-Mercedes. Yeah. So 230 cars. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Wow. So it's not all computer effects. They actually do destroy cars. And lots of them. No wonder the budgets for those movies are so high. That was Colin Jeffrey. He was brought to you by Oric. And your locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Please tell them when you stop in, your AM and the PM. And you will not regret stopping in. There are a lot of great products. On the way, Bill Cleveland. Thompson Price. Thompson Price is actually a very good friend of mine. He's an interesting guy. He's a funny guy, and you wouldn't think it. If you say, this guy's in the kitchen remodeling business, you want to go hang out with him? No, because he wouldn't be funny. Well, you guys have been around. What's he been with his wife on 3 trips with us?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. At least.
And he just fits right in. It blends right in. And that's what's going to happen when you have him and his people come to your house to look at your bathroom or your kitchen. It'll kind of feel like a next-door neighbor has come over. But it's a next-door neighbor who's really, really smart about kitchen and bath remodeling, and who is a perfectionist. And what I've learned is that sometimes when you let a perfectionist just do it their way, that's really much smarter than trying to manipulate or maneuver or throw your eye. You can throw your ideas in, but when it comes to the, you know, the actual getting it done and turning it into something, let them go. They know what they're doing. I know because they did our kitchen and they did every bathroom in our house. And yes, we did talk to other people originally, but after they did one job, we didn't talk to anybody else anymore and we never would again. If I moved and had to redo the kitchen, I'd make one phone call. Thompson Price. All I'm asking you to do is give them a shot. See what they have to say after they come and take a look at your kitchen or your bathroom. And remember, it's never expensive when you get your money's worth, when you get every dollar's worth. And you will. Thompson Price, kitchensbathshome.com. Oh, thompsonprice.com. Thompsonprice.com. There you go. Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, it doesn't look like it's gotten any better on the downtown bridge approach because eastbound 40 is slowing from Vandeventer all the way up to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have heavy traffic on westbound 40 starting at Kings Highway. That's running through McCausland. Then you've got some slow-to-stop-and-go areas between McKnight all the way out through Highway 141. Now eastbound 270 stacking up east of McDonald through Highway 170. Northbound 170 between 70 and Airport Road. That's running pretty slow. Southbound 170, just off the pace, we'll call it, from Ladue down through Highway 40. It looks like southbound 270, we're getting some slow traffic from Page down through Ladue. This report brought to you by Staples. They've got great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, to pens, magnets, calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Wednesday morning on McGraw Live. We'll keep an eye on the skies with weather updates all morning long as storms again are possible. Dr. Jeff Lowell joins us for his medical news segment. Kat Neville stops by from Feast Magazine. And how did the Blues and Cardinals do? Well, Andy Strickland will have all the details. It's McGraw Live. Watch us starting at 6 a.m. on KTRS.com and listen to the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's Steve Scallarin, founder and principal owner of St. Louis Home Retention Group, with an important message for all St. Louis area homeowners.
Hey, you know what? Nearly 40% of all St. Louis area households are either struggling to make their payments or are already behind on their mortgage payments. Our company here at St. Louis Home Retention Group is proud to say that we've helped thousands and thousands of families just like yours, which has earned us an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. Whether you've experienced a job loss, divorce, reduction in income, unemployment, bankruptcy, that's right, it said bankruptcy, we offer a no-cost analysis of your mortgage situation with no obligation to you. So don't delay. Call us today so you, too, can become one of the thousands of families that are now able to relax and breathe easier due to the efforts of the St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Call the St. Louis Home Retention Group right now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121 or visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Klieg Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, they have an app that is free and works and is a great way to get a Klieg Cab. It's STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
On a happy birthday to Barney the Dinosaur. Remember Barney the Dinosaur? 23 years old today.
Yeah, my kids just missed Barney.
Barney actually got some bad news last week. I don't know if you heard this. Apparently an Indiana pizzeria said they wouldn't cater his wedding.
That's not nice. Discrimination thing.
Well, the Kardashians are getting yet another reality TV show.
Yes.
Yeah. Some in Hollywood say it's going to be appointment television. I guess that means you should make an appointment to do something else when it comes on.
Well, I don't know
what they mean by that. And Starbucks has launched a home delivery service.
About time.
Yeah, perfect for anybody that's, you know, too lazy to walk one block in any direction.
They're every block. Yeah,
thanks, Frank. And finally, this afternoon,
I never go to Starbucks. I'm the odd person.
I'm with you. I don't go to Starbucks either. Well, if you have a dishwasher, a study out says that the dishwasher could increase a child's risk of developing allergies later in life. So you know what that means. Don't wash your dang kids in the dishwasher. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Don't wash your kids in the dishwasher.
No, don't wash your kids in the dishwasher.
Oh, see, I missed it. That's funny now.
Yeah.
Now it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny now.
The Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Klieg Cab, of course, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big Five CKTR.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Folks, you can never go wrong with a